Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. We continue to look to the ocean for new and efficient ways to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels in the form of offshore wind farms, tide, current, and wave generators, and algae and other sources of biofuels to create economical and renewable alternatives to foreign oil. One such technology is ocean thermal energy conversion, or OTEC, that uses the temperature differential between warm surface and cooler deep ocean water as a heat pump that can drive an interconnected steam cycle that turns a turbine and produces power to generate electricity. There is no supplemental storage of the power required and practically zero carbon emission. OTEC was a wild idea more than 30 years ago, with an early test plant built in Hawaii to demonstrate viability in the context of the oil crisis. But all that went away as oil prices declined. We returned to our profligate dependency, and the technology was discarded as unscalable and too expensive. But now OTEC may be getting a second chance. In 2010, the U.S. Department of Energy selected Lockheed Martin, a major engineering company specializing in defense contracts for naval and aerospace projects, to receive two grants totaling $1 million to advance the commercialization of OTEC. According to a press announcement, quote, the funds will be used to develop a tool to estimate the amount of energy that can be extracted from the ocean's thermal layers. The Geographic Information System-based dataset and software tool will identify regions of the world viable for OTEC and seawater-based air conditioning, mapping the information for policymakers, the energy industry, and the public about regional OTEC feasibility. Under the second grant, Lockheed Martin will develop estimates of performance and life cycle costs associated with utility-scale OTEC systems to demonstrate the economic feasibility of such projects. The resulting data will provide justification for pursuing commercialization of OTEC and generate investment interest in this stable, renewable energy source, unquote. The Department of Energy grants follow an $8.12 million Department of Defense award to Lockheed Martin in September 2009. That contract from the U.S. Naval Facilities Engineering Command calls for development of critical OTEC system components and further matures its design for an OTEC pilot plant, an incremental step in developing large-scale utility plants. The company is designing a 5 to 10 megawatt pilot OTEC plant to sit on an offshore floating platform capable of relocation. Cost estimates range from $150 to $250 million. Ultimately, the company engineers envision a fleet of generator ships and large-scale floating plants capable of 100 megawatts, enough electricity to power a small city. I get very enthused when I learn about such endeavors. First, they indicate that talented people, individuals, and corporate teams are pursuing these options as viable opportunities for real solutions to our pressing energy problems. Second, they suggest that we are looking beyond mitigation and adaptation to negative circumstances, but rather seeking beyond through invention for new strategies that are based on different values. If we can look past the consumption of finite resources to define and apply values and methods, actions, and tools that maximize self-reliance, sustainability, and community benefit, we might just confound the cynics and naysayers and short-term thinkers and prove ourselves worthy of our aspirations. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.